This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
None of us is looking forward to it.
Of course not. Is this Nick's funeral?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, Clary. I'm sure it won't be easy for you.
No. Couldn't look at the church the same way, just knowing what we'll be doing here on Tuesday.
A difficult day. And how's Will coping?
Oh, well, you know, Shula, getting there.
Are Nick's family all coming?
Everyone except her brother Joel. He lives in New Zealand.
Oh, that is a long way.
Well, he wanted to come. It was too difficult to organise.
Yes. What a shame.
Anyway, Jill, if you don't mind, I ought to get off.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you. Bye then.
Bye, Clary. What they must be going through.
I know. Awful when something so unexpected comes along and just rips the family apart.
Mm.
Well, I'd better get back too and start the lunch.
Actually, Mum, the church is almost empty. Can we sit down for a moment? There's something I need to tell you.
Told you I'd win.
Ah, thought I'd give you a chance this time, Fern.
Whatever. Pity it doesn't count towards sport relief, though.
We should do this more often.
What, bicker?
Swimming. Forgot how good you look in a swimsuit.
Well, we can. Now you've finally finished the decorating.
Oh, had to get it right.
Yeah. Though I think I've changed my mind about that green in the spare room.
That's not a complaint, is it?
It's just an observation.
Yeah, right. Oh, can't wait for our new telly. Even if it is only 49 inches.
Oh, it sounds like a complaint to me.
No, it's just an observation.
49 inches is plenty, anyway.
Oh, but Netflix looks so much better when you can see the whites of their eyes. Oh, well, do you fancy a turn at Butterfly next?
You know I can't.
Ah, that's right. So I'd be guaranteed to win, wouldn't I?
Okay, Harrison, this is just another observation, right?
Ah, that depends on what you're going to say.
I reckon you've got a big advantage with this step count.
How have I?
Your job. You do loads of walking around while I'm stuck in the tea room.
Oh, no, it's all paperwork these days, babe. Not half as glamorous.
Yeah, but even so.
Well, maybe you should try running on the spot.
Yeah, maybe.
But in the meantime, how about 10 lengths of breaststroke?
Okay, but no splashing me.
There must be a way to save your marriage.
I honestly don't think there is, Mum. And believe me, I've tried.
Have you really tried, Shula?
Yes.
All marriages have their ups and downs, though.
Yeah, I know.
There were plenty of times when your father and I didn't see eye to eye, but we worked through them.
This is different.
And just think of everything you've been through in the last year. Losing Caroline, Matt coming back, struggling with a business. Enough to put a strain on any relationship.
I know, Mum.
But you keep going, don't you? Through adversity, you find strength.
Oh, if only it was that simple.
It can be, darling.
No. Things have been going downhill for a long time now.
Well, I knew things were difficult last year.
It's been far longer than that. Since Dan left, probably, if not before.
But think of everything you'd lose if you go through with this, Shula.
I just don't see how we can keep going.
Alistair's a fantastic husband and a wonderful father.
Yes, I know.
You can't just throw all that away.
But I don't love him anymore.
How can you say that?
Because it's true.
Oh, Shula.
I've told Kenton.
Why?
I had to tell someone. I've been staying at the Bull since Wednesday.
Running away won't solve anything.
I'm not running away.
Well, it sounds like it.
I just needed some space. And besides, I'm moving back tomorrow. They need the rooms for Nick's family, for the funeral.
Well, then perhaps this is your chance to get back together.
No, Mum. I'm sorry, I know it's not what you want to hear. But Alistair and I are over. For good.
You know, Bev said she'd come over this afternoon, look after Poppy for a couple of hours. She's bringing Nick's nan with her.
They don't have to.
I know, they're hoping you might still join them. Us, at the funeral.
Don't start that again, Mum.
No, I'm only saying...
Well, I've already told you, there's no point. There'll be too many people. I don't want everyone staring at Poppy. Or me. We've had enough to deal with. And what difference will it make?
But, William...
Me and Poppy are just going to stay here by ourselves. Remember Nick in our own way.
People would like to see you, though. Some of Nick's family are coming a long way.
There's no law saying I've got to go, is there?
Well, no. But it's what everyone does.
It won't make any difference to Nick, will it?
No, I know.
And I'm not stopping anyone else going.
So you're definitely not going to change your mind?
No, Mum. Nothing's going to bring her back, is it?
Oh, William.
Oh, I need some fresh air. Keep an eye on Poppy, will you?
But I just made this cup of...
I'll be taking Benjamin in for Palm Sunday, as usual.
The donkey?
Yes. Kenton's hoping for a good turnout for the quiz, too. Plus, there's the egg hunt on the green.
Yes.
I'm not sure how many Easter bonnets we'll see this year, though.
Shula?
Oh, did I mention bumping into Brian this morning? Apparently there's an important BL board meeting tomorrow.
Who else knows about you and Alistair?
Well, no one, apart from Kenton. Oh, and Jim.
Did you tell him, or was it Alistair?
He turned up at the wrong moment. But what Alistair said to him after that, I've no idea.
So nobody else knows?
No. But I'm seeing Elizabeth this afternoon and I'm dropping in on David later. So please don't mention anything.
I don't think you should tell them in case things change.
Mum, they're not going
but to. But what if they do?
That's not...
Shula! Didn't your marriage vows mean anything?
Well, that's really unfair. Of course they did. But I just
Hi
can't...
There.
Oh, morning.
We're having a bit of a race.
Right.
Seeing who can get the biggest step count for sport relief.
And raising money for charity.
Which is the whole point.
Obviously. I'm sorry, I really ought to get on.
Oh, OK.
Shall I call you later, Mum?
There's no need.
Bye, Jill. Is everything OK?
Yes, fine, thanks. Oh, here, let me sponsor you. How much do you need?
Oh, no, you don't have to.
No, I'd like to, if that's okay.
Of course.
Well, we haven't actually got the details on us, though.
Oh, but you've got till Friday, which is the big day.
Oh, right. Well, I'm sure I'll catch you before then.
Great. Anyway, we better make a move, too. I'm starting work at 12.
Oh, before we go, would you mind passing a message to Alistair? We're starting outdoor nets a week early, this Wednesday at 6.
Oh, right, I'll mention it when I see him. Though it might be easier to tell him yourself, just in case.
Oh, okay.
You're just doing that to boost your step count, aren't you?
Maybe.
You're such a cheat! Come on, I'll race you back!
Right, you're on! Bye, Shula. Thanks for that.
See ya!
Bye, then. Oh, Will? Will, have you got a moment? Sorry, Will. I hope you don't mind. I've not really seen you since Nick...
died.
Yes. I'm so sorry about what happened. You've both been in my thoughts and prayers.
Thanks.
And just to let you know, we'll be doing the flowers tomorrow, ready for the funeral.
Well, makes no difference to me. I'm not going.
Oh, I see.
I can't see the point.
No, well, I remember absolutely dreading it when my first husband died.
Right.
All I wanted was to hide away somewhere and cry my heart out. Anything rather than face the world.
Really?
Is that how you feel?
Not exactly, but I know what you mean.
It's worse, I think, isn't it, in some ways, when it's so sudden. You don't imagine you'll ever begin to deal with it. Oh, I'm sorry, Will, I don't mean to go on about me.
No, it's okay.
So you'll be staying at home?
With Poppy.
Yeah, I can see why you'd want to. Though in the end, I must admit, I'm glad I did go to Mark's funeral.
Yeah?
And Caroline's, too. I'm sure you remember how lovely that service was, and how much comfort it brought to everyone, including you and me.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I don't know about you, but I think I'd have regretted it if I hadn't said goodbye.
Maybe.
So many people there, simply because they loved her. I'm sure it'll be the same for Nick.
Well, I hope so.
She'll be missed as part of the church.
Yeah.
Will, you need to do whatever you think is best for you and Poppy. But whatever you decide, I hope you can find some peace.
Hey, someone can't keep away.
Good shift. It's quiet in here.
Yeah, I'm just finishing up.
Do you want to see something?
Depends what it is, Harrison.
I think you'll be impressed.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Ta-da! What do you think of that?
I've seen better.
Oh, get lost, love. You've got to admit, it's bigger than you expected.
Not really.
Show me yours, then.
Fine.
What? How have you...
Just got lucky, I suppose.
I've been walking around the village all afternoon, knocking on the cricket team's doors while you've been stuck here.
Well, it's amazing what you can achieve with a bit of jogging on the spot. I still reckon that bringing nets forward is cheating.
Ah, now that's definitely a complaint, not an observation.
Maybe.
So that's a pound you owe the lent appeal.
No, it's worth it to point out that you're wrong.
You must have cheated to get that many steps.
Complaint! Pound, please!
Okay. But how did you do it?
I told you. I got lucky. Well, aren't you going to congratulate me then?
Congratulations, my darling. But don't think I'm beaten yet. This is just the beginning.
Gone a long time. I'm starting to get worried.
I told you, I needed some fresh air.
Oh, yes, but did it help?
A bit. Thanks for sorting Poppy.
Oh, that's okay. She's been as good as gold. I'm just making her and Kira a cake. But you miss Bev. And...
I've been thinking.
Oh, yeah? What about?
The funeral. And Caroline's.
Oh. Right.
And how much it meant to everyone.
That's true. You know, Pat's still happy to look after Poppy.
She doesn't need to. I'll take her.
Oh, William. So you're both going?
Yeah, I suppose so. Then maybe everyone will stop going on about it.
Great, Sandra's finally letting me take charge with the cooking today.
So what have the Elms residents got to look forward to?
Well, I thought I'd make them one of my big vegetable stews.
Mm, great idea, Mum. Everyone will love that.
Well, I hope so.
I'm sure they will.
Is that Henry jumping around again?
Probably.
Henry, we've got to go in 10 minutes, OK? And don't get Jack started.
Henry has had breakfast, hasn't he?
Yeah. Maybe I should go up.
And leave it, Helen. Dad can check he's ready for school while you finish your breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I bet you're really looking forward to your first cheese-making class.
Can't wait.
And you've got everything ready?
Yeah, nearly. Put up a whiteboard tomorrow.
Are you getting in extra equipment or anything?
Well, I've asked Susan to put together a basic kit for each student. You know, cheese moulds, muslins, cutters, etc.
Well, that makes sense.
And she'll let me know if we're short of anything and I can order in what we need before Thursday.
How many have signed up?
Oh, only 5.
Is that all?
But that's okay. There's not masses of space anyway. It gives me a chance to see what works without too much pressure.
I suppose so. You need more people to make it successful in the long run.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you'll have to charge more, too. It's going to be financially viable.
It's not the most important thing right now, though, is it?
No. I'm just saying. It's quite an investment, so we want to make sure it works.
It will, Mum. Don't worry. Don't forget we might get a bit of publicity from the Food and Farming Awards.
Oh, that's true.
And if that happens, hopefully people won't be able to get enough of Borsetshire Blue.
We can be pretty sure Martin will try and spike whatever we say.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much, Brad.
Don't underestimate him, Justin. If he can persuade the rest of the board...
No, he won't. Not if we stick to our guns.
I wouldn't put it past him to play dirty.
So, what if he does? Our vision of a broad range of high-end retail outlets has far more going for it than some agricultural megastore.
Well, yes.
You know it has. What was it he described them as? Farm-related business units. That's not very sexy, is it?
Well, still a lot of farmers in this area. I dare say most of them would welcome it.
Niche market, I'm afraid. We've got a valuable retail site here. It's mass markets we need to be going for, and we've got to take the board along with us.
Well, if that's what you think.
And I need you to back me, Brian. Let's not hear any more about the popularity of country stores. We need to be mainstream.
I'm sure the board will get that.
No, they've got to. We're in the business of profit. That means footfall, big time. We're not playing about with specialist markets, and whatever you do, don't start talking them up, for heaven's sake.
Yes, all right.
We wouldn't want to see your position as chair being questioned again, would we?
No.
And besides, think of all that money you're currently pouring out for those contractors.
Don't remind me.
This is the perfect opportunity to cover that and more.
I know. And I dare say you must be regretting that Lillian no longer has her shares in Borchester Market Developments.
Well, yes.
It could have been very lucrative, whichever way this decision goes.
But since that's no longer relevant, it's even more important to make the best deal we can. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. Now, where's that coffee got to?
Just listen to those birds, Robert. Oh, we're so lucky.
Yeah, Lindy. I brought you a cup of lemon and ginger tea.
Ooh, thank you. Just hope the weather will be as kind for the funeral tomorrow.
Well, the forecast's good.
Yes, at least that's something.
I see you've finished cider with Rosie.
Oh, Robert, it was marvellous. A wonderful evocation of a bygone era.
I know what you mean.
In fact, I go so far as to say it's been one of my favourites.
Have you decided what's next?
No, I shall have to have a think.
You did say you were going to read Tolkien at some point.
Yes, that's true.
So I was thinking now might be a good time to tackle Lord of the Rings. They're all terrific pieces of storytelling.
Oh, well, yes, I'm sure they are.
And such grandeur in its epic scale. It's something you really don't get in most books. A complete mythos.
Of course, I have seen the films, somewhat reluctantly, if you recall.
Yeah, but you must admit, a fantastic achievement they were, too, though it's not the same as...
Robert, if I'm completely honest, 1,000 pages of elves and hobbits might be a little too much, even for me.
All right, well, I think I've got the perfect solution.
Not the Hobbit.
No, the Silmarillion. It's the perfect introduction to Middle-earth and a real treat for purists.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. I think you'll love it.
I could take a look, I suppose. How long is it?
Much shorter than Lord of the Rings. I'll go and get it for you now, if you want.
But yes, all right. After all, if I can handle modernism and Melville, sure I can manage Middle-earth.
Hi, Mum.
How come you aren't picking up Henry?
He's got a play date.
Oh, that's nice.
And Dad's looking after Jack.
Right.
Anya and I have been restocking.
Okay.
I was just thinking, it wasn't that long ago I was Nick's bridesmaid.
I know. It's awful, isn't it?
I keep forgetting that she's not here.
She still had so much life ahead of her. Makes me think of John.
I know.
Oh, you just feel so useless at times like these, don't you?
Yeah. Clary's still on flexible hours. I know that's been a huge help to her.
Oh, she'll make sure those children and Will get all the support they need.
Right. And Bev too, I'm sure.
I had some leftover stew from today, so I might take it over for Will.
Thought the people at the Elms would clear the lot.
Well, most of them did.
Only most of them.
There was this woman at the end who came up and told me if I'd added some extra ingredients, it would have been even better.
Really?
I couldn't quite believe it.
Oh, who'd have thought? Someone thinks they know how to make stew better than you.
It was a bit of a cheek.
She's allowed an opinion.
I know that, Helen.
You don't mind a bit of constructive criticism, do you?
No, you're right. We can hardly expect them all to be eternally grateful.
So, what were these extra ingredients?
Oh, some fruit, nuts and spices.
Sounds quite interesting.
Actually, I was thinking I could try making her version for supper.
You could, but what if everyone prefers it?
Well, that's a risk I'll just have to take.
Borchester is fundamentally a farming community.
Strictly speaking, I'm not sure that's true anymore.
If you'll forgive me saying, Justin, you're hardly the best person to judge as a relative newcomer.
Being born and bred in Borchester doesn't offer a monopoly on good business practice, though, Martin. Quite the opposite, I would have thought.
Is that so?
It's a big world out there.
Yes, I know. But the point remains, building yet more shops for the likes of the floral welly-wearing fashion label Brigade would criminally underserve our community.
No, I'm afraid I don't agree.
No, no, I'm with you, Justin.
Really, Brian? But surely as a farmer, you can see the sense in my proposal.
Well, yes, but...
Put simply, Martin, our proposal has far greater potential.
How so?
Oh... Yeah, perhaps you'd like to explain, Brian.
Yes, of course. You see, Martin, where your idea is limited to farm-related business units, our aim would be rather higher.
Really?
And if you like phrase-making, then how about this? Upmarket, countryside-adjacent, high-end retail outlets covering the whole spectrum of the modern shopping experience.
In other words, bog-standard shopping you can find almost anywhere.
Now, I hardly think...
Yes, Martin, and there's a reason why. Because they work, and they make big profits.
That isn't always true.
Only when the area they serve has already been saturated.
Which is clearly not the case in Borchester.
Oh, come on, Brian, you must have an opinion. One of your own, I mean.
What are you insinuating?
No, Brian's right. We all know Borchester is desperately underserved for retail.
Nevertheless, your proposal is not the solution. However, this is a democracy, so what does everyone else think?
I have to admit, those spices and mixed nuts did make it rather tasty.
I'd never have thought of adding orange peel. I'm still not sure it was better, though.
Oh, come on, Helen. It definitely was.
All right. But who'd have thought you could make vegetable stew exciting?
I know. It just shows. I don't always get things right.
You do, mostly. Although there was that time with the gooseberry jam.
Sorry?
Oh, nothing. You'll have to tell the woman at the Elms about using her recipe.
I will. You never know. She might have some more tips. Wouldn't it be funny if someone in your class on Thursday suggested adding something to make the Borsetshire blue better?
Oh, no. That won't happen.
Well, you never know.
Oh, who are all these people?
Have you finished I Knew Lindali yet?
Yes. I'm on Valaquenta now, though it's taken me all afternoon. Not that I'm complaining, of course.
Well, I've made you a G&T.
Oh, thank you, Robert. This is very welcome.
What do you think so far?
Well, if I'm completely honest, it has been a bit of a struggle.
Huh.
You see, I'm not really sure where the story's going or what it's about.
You've only just started.
Yes, I know. But all the different names are terribly confusing.
I have to say, Lindy, that does sound rather like a complaint.
Au contraire, Robert. It is simply robust literary criticism.
I see. You know, you don't have to read it if you don't want to.
No, not at all.
Good. I'm sure if you stick with it, you'll come to love it.
Well, hopefully, yes.
But I'll fetch a pen and notebook. It might be helpful to take note.
Yes, I can see that. Now, where was I? Oh, dear. He whose name is not spoken on earth.
Don't be a sore loser, Martin. As you quite rightly said, it was a democratic vote.
You know, I really thought you'd stand up for the farming community. Justin's pockets must be bigger than I thought.
That's an outrageous slur.
Though, of course, it can't all be down to Justin. I'm sure there's plenty of self-interest in there, too.
Look, I think you've said enough,
and
Martin.
As for any moral obligations, well, you've obviously had plenty of practice putting those aside over
now,
the
you
years.
You take that back, or I'm going to...
What?
Now, you two, what's going on?
Nothing.
Good. Fancy a drink, Martin?
And help you celebrate. No, thank you.
Well, I'll see you at the next meeting, then.
If you hadn't come in when you did, I swear I was going to swing for him.
Well, I'm jolly glad you didn't. Go on, Brown, we won.
Well, only just.
Yes, but forget about Martin. It's time to celebrate.
I suppose so.
Well, you never know. This could be the moment your fortunes start changing.
Oh, I tell you, Justin, that cannot happen soon enough.
You don't think he's changed his mind?
Oh, I hope not.
So why isn't he answering?
I don't know, Clary.
The funeral cortege will be here soon.
Yeah, I know. We can't force him, can we?
Try again, Eddie.
OK.
All right, we're coming.
Oh, William. Oh, you look nice in your suit.
Yeah, right.
You ready to go?
You have got a tie, haven't you?
Yes, Mum.
Do you want me to help you with it?
No, I'll do it.
Where's Poppy?
Poppy? It's time to go. Right. Come on, then. Andrew said him and Jake and Mia will wait for us so we can all go in together.
OK.
Let's get this over and done with.
She was a wonderful woman.
Yeah. Yes, she was, Grandad.
It isn't right.
I know. You're nervous, then?
Petrified. How do I sum her up in a 2-minute eulogy? It's impossible.
You'll do her proud.
I just can't believe she's gone. Are you ready to go in, Will?
No.
Hey, it's okay, son. Ain't no shame in crying.
Oh, Dad.
Come here, William. We'll get you through this, OK?
And I knew Nick was scared of heights, but there was no way she was going to show it. Not in front of her kids. She weren't going to spoil their day. So she got on. 100 feet in the air, 7 loops, front seat. I couldn't have done it, but that's who Nick was. Always putting others before herself. And it ain't fair she's gone. She was a beautiful person. She was my friend. And I will miss her every day. I'm sorry, that's all I got to say.
You did really well, love.
Is it their wedding song?
Yeah. Their first dance.
Was it Nick's brother who read that poem?
Rod, yeah.
I like the bit about sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain.
Yeah, that was lovely.
Oh, the whole service was.
Look, sun's come out for her.
So many people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad William came. You know, he is too, I reckon. I think it was something that Schuler said to him.
Oh, well, sir, he don't look too happy though, does he?
No, well, I know how he feels.
Oh, and look at young Poppy with her flowers. She ain't letting go of her dad's hand any time soon.
She's still sleeping in his bed, bless her.
Is that right? Oh, poor love, you can't blame her.
Oh. Time to get going. Come on, Dad.
The burial. Always the worst bit.
Don't know what I'm going to do, Mum.
You're going to keep going, William. For those children next to you.
How can I?
You all right, Dad?
She was everything to me.
I know, love. But we'll find a way, I promise. Now, come here. You ain't too old to hold your mum's hand.
I've told Clary one of us can keep an eye on Will, give her a break.
Well, you know what she's like, though.
Oh, I know.
Your mum all right?
Mm. Yeah, it was the music that upset her, I think.
Mm.
She's fine. She's a bit annoyed that Alistair Lent turns up, though.
Mm. Well, at least Chris is here.
Yeah. He's tried calling her, but she's not answering.
Well, she might have a good reason.
Yeah. Well. Hey, what was Brian saying to you and Will earlier?
Oh, he was just confirming about Will's job and the house being safe.
Oh, that's good.
Jennifer said some lovely things about Nick.
Yeah. Everyone's been really nice, haven't they?
Yeah, I know. Oh, and the photos, they're a great idea.
Yeah. Oh, look what the cat's dragged in.
Well, better late than never, I suppose.
Alice?
Emma, I am so sorry I missed the service.
Well, it's Will you need to apologise to.
No, I know.
I think I'm just going to go and see if the food's ready. Yeah.
Okay. I feel really bad. Did everything go well?
At work, were you?
Oh, you wouldn't believe. We had this last-minute crisis. Literally. I just couldn't get out of it. Listen, do you want another drink?
No, I'm okay. The first one's paid for, by the way.
Oh, great.
It is a shame you missed the service. Alan made a lovely speech.
I bet.
Still, at least Chris came.
Where is he?
Oh, in the ploughman's probably, or outside.
And Will? I wanted to give him my condolences.
Actually, I think maybe you should leave that for a while. He's finding it hard, understandably.
I want him to know I'm here, though.
Yeah, I know, but we're keeping things really low-key for him at the moment.
Oh, okay. I'll grab a drink then. I could really do with one.
Are you okay, Grandad?
I'm all right, Edward.
It ain't easy, all this.
No. But it ain't that.
Well, what is it, then?
What the figure we're seeing about our Nick being such a good person. About as close as you can get to without sin.
Well, that ain't exactly
it's what he meant, though, isn't it? But he didn't hear what she said about the yit and run.
Oh, you're not still going on about that?
I can't stop thinking about it.
I thought we'd sorted this. You know, but Nick could...
What she said...
Grandad! Look around you. Do you honestly think all these people would be here today if she was someone who could do something like that?
Probably not.
Well, that's because she didn't. There's no way. That's the end to it, okay?
Righto. But I still can't help thinking it should have been me.
Grandad.
She had so much to look forward to.
Yeah, she did.
Them kiddies shouldn't be without their mum.
No, they shouldn't.
If I could swap places with her, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know you would.
All I've got left's a couple of years at most. She should have had ages.
Yeah, you're right. But I reckon that you're going to be around for a while yet. Help keep her memory alive.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, why don't we go look at the photos, eh? Bev brought loads. Lots of happy memories in there. The real Nick. Come on, let's go.
Right over.
I just can't believe she's dead, Eddie. It's so tragic.
Yes, we're all pretty devastated.
Of course you are. Everyone misses her so much.
Oh, I suppose that's why it's such a good turnout.
Oh, she deserves it. Dying that young. It's just so wrong.
Yeah, it is. Have you had anything to eat, Alice?
Not yet. I'm not very hungry.
I think you probably should.
Oh, don't worry. I will in a minute. I still haven't seen Will. He's going to think I'm dead rude.
Alice, please, watch what you're saying.
Actually, would you mind leaving it a bit longer? He's with the kids at the moment. Obviously, it's delicate.
Oh, my God! Those poor children.
Alice.
So long as I can talk to him at some point.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm sure there'll be a chance later on.
I hope so.
Any road, would either of you ladies like another drink?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I'll have another glass of red, please, Eddie. A large one, if that's okay.
Yeah, course.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Yes, I've only had a couple so far.
You are being a bit late.
You'd have thought there'd have been some photographs of me with Nick. Seeing as we were such good friends. There was lots of Helen.
Well, she was Nick's bridesmaid.
Even you're here?
Yeah.
She's my sister-in-law. You two were never that close, though, were you?
Yes, we were. And she was really supportive over all this contamination stuff. Unlike some people I can mention. Oh, finally. Here, hold this a sec. Will! I'm so sorry. Nick was a real saint and I miss her so much.
Right.
You must be devastated. I mean, obviously, but the children too.
Yeah. Well, we're managing.
I'm sorry, Will.
No, it's okay, Em.
You know everyone loved her, don't you?
Of course he does.
I know what it's like, though. The agony of losing someone. Like when Chris got kicked by that horse, I actually thought it was gonna... You know...
Alice!
I still count my blessings every day. I really do. I'm so sorry you weren't as lucky as us.
No.
You need to stop now.
But the thing is, Will, you can't blame yourself.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know the way it happened so quickly. One minute she's here and the next, bang, she's gone. There's no way you could have seen that coming. I mean, it's not your fault you didn't notice she was dying.
What are you doing, Alice?
Oh, Clary, hi. I've just been telling...
I think you've said enough.
More than enough.
I didn't mean to upset anyone.
Are you all right, William?
Not really.
What's happening?
Did somebody say something?
Really? You have to believe me. I genuinely thought... What are you staring at? Who are you, anyway?
That's Nick's mother, Beverly.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
Emma, can you take William and Bev through to the Playmont?
Yeah, okay. Hey, come on.
And you need to leave. Name.
I'm sorry, Clary. I didn't realise who it was.
I mean it, Alice. We don't want you here.
Well, something happened.
Do you want to help me find Christopher, Edward?
He's outside.
Right, come on, young lady.
Eddie, I didn't mean to.
Is there a problem?
You could say that.
Alice is going home.
Clary, I'm so sorry. It's all my fault.
Get out!
No, I don't understand. What's going on?
I'll tell you later, son.
How dare she do that to William?
I can't believe she was so rude to poor Beverly, you know.
Oh, I can. Because she didn't think, did she? And next she's ruined an already impossible day. Where's this going to leave William now?
Why, Fallon, what an unexpected surprise.
What are you doing here?
Unless I'm very much mistaken.
At your copper voice.
I'm using an exercise bike to increase my step count. Sound familiar?
Listen, I was just...
Sneaking into the gym to blag some more steps and lying about it. Very underhand.
You're loving this, aren't you?
You do know the conversion rate into steps is nowhere near 100% accurate.
Yeah, well, same for both of us.
Indeed.
Anyway, you need to stop now.
Why?
Because you've had all afternoon while I've been at work.
I've only been here 20 minutes. The TV delivery was late.
Tough. It's my turn.
Go on another bike.
They're all taken.
Well, what about that one?
It's out of order.
A bit like you.
Please, Harrison. I promise to get all sweaty.
Okay.
Never fails.
So, have you talked to Alice since the funeral?
No.
Some meltdown, wasn't it?
I know she's a friend, but...
Poor Will.
He just disappeared, didn't he?
As if he hasn't got enough to deal with.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love Alice and everything, but I really think she's gone too far this time.
Oh, I'm a vile person.
No, you're not vile. You're just... I don't know.
I really should go and apologise.
I thought you went this morning on your way to work.
I couldn't face it.
Oh, Alice.
I know. Will you come with me?
You're a grown woman.
Please, Chris.
No, I can't bail you out this time, babe. I'm sorry. This is one you should probably manage on your own.
You're right. I know you're right. And I deserve it, don't I? Whatever they say.
Listen... I've got indoor nets in half an hour, but I can drop you on the way if you like.
Yeah, go on then. Can't make me feel much worse, can it?
Oh, Alice, do you really need to shave right now?
Not a problem, is it? Bathroom seems clean to me anyway.
Oh, I'm just trying to shift this lime scale.
Hardly seen each other since you came back.
The funeral?
Well, yeah, but I meant here. Round the house.
We've both been busy.
Be nice just to talk, though. About anything, really, instead of living in silence like some kind of monastery.
All right. Jim came round earlier, didn't he?
You know he's been practising his piano skills on that old keyboard of Ben's. Well, now he's decided it isn't good enough. He has to have the real thing. Typical Dad, eh?
Yes.
So, anyway, Jazz has suggested that if Dad has to have one, then rather than make space in the living room, they should convert the spare room.
Seems like a good idea.
Well, they hardly use it apart from when Fee or one of Dad's friends stays.
That's true.
So, Dad's agreed. He reckons it'll make the perfect music room to listen to all his records and CDs.
Right.
And they've decided to get rid of the bed and wardrobe and have a futon instead. And, of course, it means Jazza won't be in the same room when he practices.
I'm sure that was the whole point. Excuse me.
Have you got any plans for supper?
I thought you were going to Indornet's.
No, I made an excuse. The last thing I want to do.
I was just going to have cheese on toast.
Oh. Perhaps I can do something?
No, don't worry.
Shula, please.
Sorry, I've got a riding lesson in 5 minutes.
Okay. Perhaps I'll see you later then.
Out of breath, Chris?
Just a little bit.
How's Alice? She didn't want to talk when I called last night.
No, I know.
I take it she's been round to apologise to the Grundys.
Yeah, I think she's doing it right now.
Well, better late than never, I suppose.
Yeah.
So how come half the cricket team's staggering along the lane, looking as though they're going to throw up any moment?
It's Harrison. He's making us do a 5 mile run to get fit.
Whoa, looks tough.
Oh, it's killing most of us.
Girls enjoying it too, are they?
Lily's back there somewhere, I think, and Anisha and Fallon raced ahead with Rex.
Oh, is Fallon playing this year?
No, it's all about getting a higher step count than Harrison for Sport Relief.
Oh, yes, I said I'd sponsor them. Surprised the rest of you are putting up with it, though.
I reckon Alistair knew in advance. He hasn't shown up.
Sensible man.
Oh, here's Alice now, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe don't mention the funeral.
No, all right. Afternoon, Alice.
Hi, Dad. Are you and Mum in later?
Yes, but... You can pop in now if you like.
No, it's okay.
Sure?
Yeah, I need to talk to Chris.
All right. I'll see you later then.
Bye.
See you, Brian. So, how'd it go?
It was horrible. Clary didn't want to know. She slammed the door in my face.
Oh, really?
Didn't even give me a chance to explain.
It must still be quite raw for them.
It was quite upsetting, actually.
I bet.
I mean, all I want is to make it up to them.
Maybe it's too soon.
Well, you're the one that told me to go and see them.
No, I know. And I'm glad you tried.
I just wish they'd accept my apology. Then we can all move on. Surely it's not good for Will with everything else he's got to worry about.
They don't have to accept anything, Alice. You're the one who's in the wrong.
Yes, I know that. Could be a bit more understanding, though.
But don't you get how embarrassing it was? Behaving like that in front of everyone.
Yes, I get it.
No, I honestly don't think you do, actually.
But you know how much pressure I've been under recently.
So?
And it was a really emotional occasion.
You turned up late and then got drunk.
Oh, I wasn't drunk. Just a bit tiddly.
Maybe you should set yourself a limit on these occasions.
Oh, you sound like my mother.
It wouldn't do you any harm to cut back.
I can hold my drink.
Usually, yeah. But you'd never have done that if you were sober.
But you've been telling me to have a glass to loosen up. And now you're criticising me when I do. I literally can't win.
Come on, Chris.
Keep your voice down, Alice.
No slacking.
Yeah, so sorry, Harrison.
Hi, Alice. I'm relying on you to set an example to the others.
I know.
Okay, I'll see you back at the pavilion, yeah?
All right, will do. Just say you'll think about going easier in future.
Yes, all right. It's not like I do it every day.
No, but there is no way we're going through something like that again. All right. Promise me, Alice.
Oh, I'm knackered.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, have you tried the new telly yet?
No, not properly.
It looks good though, doesn't it?
It's a shame it isn't a bit bigger.
Don't start.
Hey, you've got chocolate. That's not fair.
Only because I knew you'd complain. That's another pound you owe.
Pig!
Hey, I got it for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Harrison.
So, how was it running with Anisha?
Woman's a machine.
Did she leave you behind?
No, as if.
Let me see your app then.
Only if you show me yours.
Oh.
Okay. You first, though.
Right. ...25,262 steps. What do you think?
That's unbelievable. Well done.
Will your turn?
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, come on, show me.
Okay.
23,517!
Woohoo! Now, don't get cocky.
You're never going to catch me.
Well, not tonight, maybe, but there's still 2 days to go. An awful lot can happen in that time.
Oh, I'm scared.
Believe me, Fallon, you should be.
Can we turn this down, Dad?
Okay.
Well, Mum wasn't exactly very sympathetic.
What did she say?
Oh, the usual. That she's ashamed of me. I ruined the family name. Not that it took much, the way things are.
She didn't say that.
She might as well have done.
Darling, I'm afraid you did behave rather badly.
I've had all this from Chris.
Well, the family are not the only ones who think so.
Yes, I know. The whole village is talking about it.
Precisely, and it's embarrassing for the rest of us. Especially, as you say, we need all the good PR we can get.
Please, Dad, don't be cross with me as well.
Look, come and sit down, Alice. Now, what else did your mother say?
Just that she was really angry. And dreading the next time she sees the Grundys.
It's certainly going to be awkward.
Not half as awkward as me seeing them this afternoon, though.
Well, at least you did. What I don't understand, though, is what got into you in the first place.
I don't know.
It sounds like you were barely recognisable as the sweet, generous girl I know.
I'd had a bit to drink and I was upset.
So was everybody.
Yeah, and it hasn't helped being under so much pressure at work recently.
Is it that bad?
It's not great. Especially since the decision to pull out of Home Farm.
Well, that was unfortunate.
Plus, there's this nightmare guy I have to work with, Aaron.
Oh, yeah?
And he's... Well, he's a nightmare. Literally, all the time. In fact, everyone is. I hate it.
Well, if it's that bad, perhaps you should think about looking somewhere else.
I can't just give it up, Dad. Those sorts of jobs don't grow on trees.
All right, then. But, well, how about once we get these toxic chemicals cleared up?
But when's that going to be?
Well, it can't go on forever. And once that happens, who knows? Perhaps there'll be an opportunity for you here.
Really?
Well, I don't see why not. You've got the right attitude, and with everything you know about the new agri-tech, you could be a real asset.
You mean that?
Of course. After all, Alice, we all make mistakes.
Don't I know it?
But the thing is to learn from them. And then you can be sure you won't make them again.
It's okay. Don't move.
Actually, I was thinking of going to bed.
Bit early, isn't it?
I'm tired.
I thought perhaps we could sit together or something.
Honestly, Alistair, I just...
Are we really going to go on like this, Shula? You avoiding me? Really isn't helping anyone.
No, you're right. Perhaps we can talk tomorrow.
Thought it'd be different once you moved back.
You know why I came back, though. Nothing's changed, Alistair. Have you spoken to anyone else yet?
No. Apart from Dad, after what you said.
What did you tell him?
That it was a temporary blip.
I know it's difficult, but you can't stay in denial.
But if there's still a chance...
There isn't. Why do you think I'm sleeping in Dan's room?
I don't know.
Alistair, I'm only staying here because of work. That's all.
Please, Shula. Why won't you even try and save our marriage?
Oh, I've been trying to save our marriage for years. I really have. And I just can't do it anymore.
Then why did you never say anything?
It wasn't as if there was...
How dare you decide on your own that our marriage is finished?
It is finished.
You've never even given me a chance, have you?
I've given you loads
of
chances.
No, you haven't. What you're doing is utterly selfish and humiliating.
I swear to you, I didn't want to hurt you.
Oh, that's rubbish and you know it.
You have to believe me. I didn't plan it this way.
Oh, really?
All I know is this is how I feel. And if that makes you angry, well, you have every right to be.
I still love you, Shula.
Sorry, Alistair. There really isn't anything you can do to change my mind. We're over. And you're just going to have to accept it.
Once we've got the spuds in, things should start getting easier.
I gather it's a lot quieter in the lambing shed. It
certainly is. You're a bit pushed to do with your dad off at his NFU meeting.
All right, don't worry. I'll do the yard in a minute, and then I'll get on with hauling silage.
Oh, thanks, Pip. But I might ask Bert to give us a hand later.
Are you sure we can't manage?
Oh, he won't mind. He likes being useful.
Oh, sorry. Sorry I didn't sleep too well last night.
Is it the baby?
No, I don't think so.
It can make you more tired.
No, I know, but I honestly don't think it's that.
Okay.
No, if anything, I feel more energised since the scan. It's more real somehow. Maybe it was thinking about Auntie Shula and Uncle Alistair.
I've been thinking about them too.
It's such a shock. I mean, of all the people.
I know. Solid as a rock. But obviously not.
Does anyone outside the family know?
I don't know, but don't mention it to anyone, just in case.
No, I won't. Hi, Bert!
Ah, morning, Pip. I've already said good morning to you, Ruth.
You have.
Well, today looks like a good day for gardening.
I'm going to make up a flask before I start. Do you two want one?
No, not for me, thanks.
I'm okay.
Well, that was easy. See you later.
Yeah, she's looking in fine fettle.
Yeah, she is.
She must be getting excited about the baby.
She's still got quite a way to go.
Oh, any road. I think I'll go plant some onions and shallots. Might be even some early spuds.
Actually, Bert, can I ask a favour?
Oh, it was a beautiful service, Clara.
Oh, I suppose so.
There were some lovely readings. Especially that poem.
Yeah, Beverly chose that.
And what Alan said about how much Nick was...
Susan, do you mind if we talk about something else?
Oh, no. Okay. Don't you think it's a funny time for a pack to be getting more goats in?
Is it?
I mean, twice as many goats means twice as much milk.
But that means you can make twice as much kefir.
Well, I know, but... If Ellen wants us to keep helping with these courses, I think we're going to struggle.
Are we?
Especially if we have to sterilise the dairy every time on top of everything else. Oh, well, hello, Ellen.
Hi, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. How's it going?
I was just wondering if the teas and coffees are ready yet.
Oh, I can check with Fallon, but you said you wanted them at 11?
That's right.
Well, it's only 1:45.
Oh, gosh, is it? Oh, must have got ahead of ourselves. Oh, it's going so well, though.
Oh, that's good.
Any chance we could have them ASAP and some biscuits? Would you mind bringing them over if Fallon's busy?
Oh, you'll have to wait while we go and get them. And you want them outside?
Yeah, we're going to have to. But it's such a nice day.
We'll let you know when they're ready.
Okay, thanks.
It's only 4 people, though, isn't it?
5, including me.
Oh, so the other one never turned up?
No. But it's still a good number for our first time.
Oh, right.
They're all terribly keen and asking some really interesting questions. So.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I'll see you in a few minutes. And don't forget the biscuits.
No, we won't. Oh, 4 people. It's hardly worth bothering, is it?
Well, that's not our decision, Susan. Let's just get on with it.
Thanks for helping us out, Bert. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Ah, well, you know what they say about idle hands. Now, do you want me to help move them heifers into Longfield?
We're taking them across the lane. I'll need you to block the exit.
Yeah, hold the traffic.
Thanks.
I'll go and do some plate metering. Oh!
What is it, Pip?
Oh, that's the first time.
What? The baby?
It moved.
Oh, that's amazing.
Congratulations, Pip. It won't be long now before that baby's ready to come out.
But I think it can wait a little while.
Yeah, I remember you kicking. It was always during the night.
Oh, sorry, Mum.
No, it was wonderful.
Oh, quick. It's doing it again.
Oh. Oh, I can feel it. Oh. Wow.
It's so weird.
It reminds me of my Frida when she had her Trevor. He used to kick away like a good one.
But it's more of a flutter than a kick.
People were always coming up asking if they could have a feel. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Well, we said we didn't want... But... Sorry, don't...
No. I wasn't going to.
No.
Anyway, just... Bert, shall we move those cattle?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Sorry, Mum, did I overreact?
Just a bit.
No, I really thought he was going to...
Oh, don't worry, I'm sure he wasn't.
No, you're probably right. Will you apologise to him?
Okay. It's magical, isn't it? Feeling that little person inside you.
I know, it's amazing. Oh,
there it goes again.
I think you're going to have to get used to that.
Toby says Rex will be happy to come over every day to Willow Farm and help with the pigs.
Oh, yeah.
He'll learn the ropes with Neil before they move the herd over to Ollertree, when it's convenient.
I see.
Then Rex would carry on looking after them, but under Neil's supervision.
Neil wants to be careful trusting their fair brothers.
Oh, some leftover sandwiches, Clary. Do you want one?
Oh, thank you. I didn't know 5 people could make such a mess.
Oh, I know. They aren't exactly known for being reliable.
The cheesemakers.
No, the Fair Brothers. At least Toby isn't.
No.
OK. But as it's Rex who'd be doing it, and my Neil's very professional, he wouldn't let Rex take charge until he was sure he was up to the job. And if things go well at Barrow...
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Then he can either put the pigs up for sale or let Rex carry on running them for him.
So Neil thinks it's a good idea?
Well, he says he'll give it a try, starting next week. So long as Rex understands how hard it is running pigs. And they certainly won't make him a fortune.
You'll be all right, though. With Neil being the new manager, you'll be rolling in it.
Well, not exactly.
No, you will. It's funny how things never work out for us like they do for other folk.
Oh, Clary. I know how hard it's been for you recently.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if you didn't have people making ignorant remarks. People that should know better.
I just don't know what got into Alice.
Oh, I think I do.
Hi again. Oh, so sorry you've been left with all the clearing up.
Oh, we don't mind.
Everyone wants me to tell you how much they've enjoyed this morning.
Oh, well, glad to hear it.
I really appreciated you taking the time to answer questions about yogurt making and everything. I know that wasn't officially part of their package, but...
Oh, well, you can thank Clary for that.
Yes, yes. And can I just say, Clary, how much I appreciate you coming in today.
Oh, that's okay.
I know it hasn't been easy.
Thanks, Helen.
So, just let me know if you need to go home early or if there's anything else I can do.
Yeah, okay.
And in the meantime, I was wondering if one of you could come and demonstrate how to drain the curds.
Oh, why don't you, Clary?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, no. Go on. You're better at it than me.
Did I upset Pip?
No, she's fine. And she said to apologise for the way she reacted.
I wasn't going to touch her.
I know, Bert, and so does she.
I never liked it when people did that with Frieda.
I don't blame you.
And I know there's been a lot in the news about men touching women and all sorts.
Mm, there has.
But I'd hate for anyone to think I'd do that sort of thing.
No one could possibly think you're like that, Bert.
Well, I should hope not. Otherwise, poor Frieda will be turning in a grave.
That was quick.
Well, it didn't take long. But they'll need another thermometer for later.
We dropped one, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So, you pleased with how it's going so far?
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, they all seem to be enjoying it.
And now we've seen how this has gone, we can make changes for next time.
Hmm. When's that going to be?
Next week.
Will he be charging more?
Well, not for this one, but eventually. We'll have to if we want it to pay for itself.
Yeah, that'd help.
I think it would work better if we make it more hands-on and less theory. They love the practical stuff, and Clary was a great hit.
Oh, I knew she would be.
Well, they wanted me to be a judge at the end.
Oh. You can be one too, Susan, just for fun.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Anyway, I better get back. I'll see you at tea break.
Still think they're going to struggle getting enough people interested.
Oh, I don't know.
But if they don't make any money, then what's the point?
Are you still doing the Lent appeal?
Yes.
You must owe him a bucket load by now.
I'm only giving my opinion.
It's not as if you've got much to complain about.
No, you're right. Sorry, Clary. You know, I was as shocked as anyone by what Alice said.
Oh, it was hard enough getting William to go in the first place. And then she went and did that.
I know. What's that phrase? Tired and emotional.
You mean drunk?
Yes. She was. But funerals can have a funny effect on people. At least she came and apologised.
No. I'm sorry, Susan. Truth is, she's an extremely selfish young woman. She don't seem to care about other people's feelings at all. What she did... Well, I don't think I'll ever be able to forgive her.
All right.
Thanks, Bert. That's great.
I've been thinking I should go and apologise to Pip.
Honestly, Bert, there's no need. She's fine.
Oh, well, all right if you say so. Oh. Well, they look happy on the new grass, don't they?
They certainly do.
Ah. Do you know how long that clean-up at Home Farm's going to take?
Sorry, I don't.
Joe Grundy reckons it could go on for years.
Oh, no, I'm sure it won't take that long.
It must be costing Brian Aldridge a fair penny.
That's certainly true. He'll be hoping it isn't more than a couple of months at most.
Ah, but once that stuff's in the soil, oh, it's a devil to shift.
I'm sure.
If you don't mind me asking, what's Brian had to say about it?
Well, he told me the waste was dumped back in the 70s.
Right.
But he never knew there were toxic chemicals involved.
Oh, there were a lot of cowboys around in them days.
Did you ever come across any?
Well, not directly, but I know a few who did, including Mr. Archer.
Really?
Yeah. There were these Olliers, two brothers, the Brantfords, if I remember rightly.
Oh, yeah.
They used to go round offering a handsome price to anyone who'd take their waste products.
Did they ask Phil?
They did, but he turned them down flat. He was far too upright and honest to fall for that.
Of course he was.
They were a right dodgy pair, though.
Did he report them to the authorities?
Now, that I can't remember, but I don't think so.
Well, that's a pity.
Trouble is, there was so much of it going on then, most people didn't think anything of it.
No, I suppose not.
Only now, it's come back to haunt us all.
You know Lexi went to the clinic yesterday?
Oh, did she?
Hmm. To check if she's down-regulated yet. I know what that means now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. She has to shut down her menstrual cycle.
Jenny, please, not at the table.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Brian.
Are you going shopping with Alice tomorrow?
Mm-hmm, if she still wants to.
You've forgiven her, then?
Oh, of course. She's our daughter. And you have to stick by family, don't you?
Oh, yes, you do.
Even though it has been terribly embarrassing. Even Jean Harvey made a remark. Quite what it's got to do with her, I've no idea.
Have you seen Eddie or Clary since?
No, not yet. I can't say I'm looking forward to it when I do.
I think Alice has learned a lesson, though.
One would certainly hope so.
I've just called Alistair.
Have you?
One of the cows has got a broken hoof.
Oh, dear.
There's a gate where one of the wells has worked loose. They probably caught it on that.
When's he coming over?
Within the hour.
Did he sound all right, Ruth?
He sounded okay, I suppose.
Can't be easy for him.
No.
Wonder if he's talked to anyone about Shula.
Jim, maybe.
Perhaps. Though I'm not sure it's the sort of thing they would talk about.
Maybe not. Oh, by the way, I was thinking I might drop in on Brian this afternoon.
Why's that?
Heard something on the grapevine.
Poppy's being ever so good, ain't she?
Yeah. Oh, Bev's brought her new stories to listen to.
Oh, that's nice. I suppose it helps that she don't really understand what's going on.
No, but I'm glad we went to the funeral.
Oh, William, I'm so pleased to hear you say that.
Yeah, well...
At least Poppy weren't there when Alice started banging on.
No, thank goodness.
You've been ever so quiet since.
Well, it doesn't matter now, does it? Nah, she's just a stupid cow, Mum.
That's true enough.
Anyway... I don't care about Alice. I've been thinking about what I need to do.
Oh, yeah?
First thing is, I'm going to see if Poppy's nursery will take her back next week.
Good idea. She's really missed it.
Well, it's what Nick would want. And if you don't mind looking after her...
Of course I don't.
I'm going to go and see Brian too.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Hello, Alistair.
Sorry, I'm just on my way.
Have you seen David?
Yes.
Did you have a chat?
No.
I've just made a cake and I was wondering if you'd like a piece.
Thanks, but I won't.
You know, I've always thought of you as being like a son to me.
That's kind of you to say so, but really now's not...
And just because Shula says one thing, it doesn't mean I feel the same way.
Oh, Jill. It's a complete nightmare.
So it's okay if I start back next week?
Of course it is.
But you know I can't do full time yet.
No, I understand that.
I've spoken to Pete, though, and he says he's happy to cover when I can't come in.
That sounds like the perfect solution.
Oh, great.
I mean, how are you bearing up generally, Will?
Oh, okay, I suppose.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Hello, Will. Oh, I'm glad I've caught you.
Afternoon, Jennifer.
Well, I just wanted to say how terribly sorry I am, well, we both are, for the way that Alice behaved at the funeral.
Well, it's not your fault.
I can only hope it didn't spoil the day for you.
No.
Oh, well, spoil isn't quite the right word, of course, but... I was really shocked by just how insensitive Alice was.
Sorry, but I ought to go.
Of course. Well, thanks for coming round, Will.
Oh, before you go, though, can I just say what a beautiful service it was. You did Nick proud. Oh,
thanks.
And seeing all those photographs of her, well, it was such a lovely reminder of how special she was.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I'll see you on Monday, Brian.
I look forward to it.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye, Will.
Bye. Oh, poor fellow. Must be so hard for him.
Yes.
Is he okay?
Oh, as well as can be expected, wouldn't you say, Brian?
Well, he's starting back next week, so that's a good sign.
Sounds hopeful.
I'm sorry, Ruth. Did you come to see me?
No, it's Brian I wanted a word with.
Oh, in which case, I'm going to disappear into Borchester.
You're going shopping?
Yes. I'm meeting Lillian in Underwoods.
Have a nice time.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Now, Ruth, what can I do for you?
A couple of things, actually. Adam's told me about the board meeting on Monday.
Oh, yes.
I hear you've gone with the idea of building some shops on the cattle market.
Yes, we did.
And the alternative would have been an agricultural megastore.
That's right, another very good option.
You don't think you've missed a chance to give a real boost to the local community?
Possibly, but the hard facts are we need to make decent money out of this scheme. We're not in the business of social development, I'm afraid.
It seems not. I suppose in the end it boils down to which one you think will make the most profit.
Well, I'm afraid that's the world we're living in, much as we might wish it were otherwise.
By the way, Rory's back tomorrow, isn't he?
Yes. Why? Do you want to see him?
I was thinking it might be a good idea to catch him up on what's been happening.
No, don't worry. I'll do that before the next partnership meeting.
I'd like to be there when you do.
Well, yes, you can be, though. Frankly, I'm perfectly happy to do it myself.
Is he up to date on what's been happening at Lawmead?
I really don't think that's any of your business, Ruth.
I was only asking.
Just a little tired of people poking their noses into our affairs.
He should be told, though.
He's very busy at the moment with school. All anyone needs to know is we're dealing with it.
Yeah, but as Rory's attorney...
Is that all you've come to say?
No, Brian, it isn't. Is everything all right? You seem slightly off with me lately.
No, everything's fine, Ruth.
I'd rather you be honest.
Yes, of course. Well, look, I apologise if I've given you that impression.
You're not regretting asking me to support Rory's interests?
Of course not.
Because, you know, I won't back down for fear of offending you.
Look, I wouldn't expect anything less. Look, I'm sorry, Ruth. It's all this contamination business. It's been quite a strain.
I'm sure.
But hopefully the end's inside.
I hadn't realised just how many nasties were being dumped illegally back in the 70s.
Oh, look, there's Harrison and Fallon. Seeing whom get the highest step count.
I know.
Awfully keen, aren't they? Oh, to be that age again.
Well, from what Bert's been telling me, it sounds like back then people were getting rid of toxic materials left, right and centre, without a thought for future generations.
I'm not sure it was quite that bad.
And he mentioned these brothers, the Brantfords.
Did he?
Apparently they tried offloading stuff onto Brookfield, but Phil sent them packing.
Oh, well, I can't say the name rings a bell.
Anyway, I thought you might want to look into them.
Look into them?
Do a bit of research online.
Why would I want to do that?
Well, in case there's a connection with what happened here.
It's much easier to track people down these days with social media. Oh, Ben's a wizard, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind helping you out.
No, I don't think so. It's not an avenue I'd be willing to explore.
But if you could catch whoever's responsible for
this... probably not them anyway.
It's a coincidence, though, isn't it? They may have a connection to the real perpetrators.
Good heaven, no, Ruth. I'm sure there isn't a connection. I've never even heard of them.
Well, I was only trying to help.
Well, we don't need you two, thanks all the same.
Okay. I'll leave you to it, then.
I had no idea Shula was so unhappy. It was such a shock.
I couldn't believe it either when she told me.
She doesn't seem to care how I feel at all.
I'm sure that's not true.
No, it is, believe me.
Oh, Alistair. I'm so sorry she's behaving like this. It's so unlike her. Well,
that's what I thought, but there's obviously a side to her I never knew.
You two have been together far too long for her to just throw it away like this.
The only thing I want, Jill, is to get her back, but I'm not sure there's any point even trying.
No, you mustn't say that. You can't give up.
I can't see any way of changing her mind, though.
Well, perhaps you could start by being completely open and honest with each other about how you feel.
I have been. It's Shula who hasn't.
You have to regain each other's trust.
But how?
Well, I'm not saying it'll be easy. And it's something only you two can work out between you. But you really mustn't give up hope, Alistair. No matter what Shula says, I'm sure this is not the end.
That was nice seeing Jake and Mia again.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking I'd like to have them back after Easter.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, I really miss having them around. And Poppy does too, of course.
And I know they miss you. Oh, it's good Poppy's going back to nursery next week.
And I'm going back to work.
You're doing so well, William.
Thanks, Mum.
And you know Bev's coming round tomorrow now Rod and her mother have gone home.
Yeah. Maybe we should ask them all over again sometime.
Yes, we should. Oh, come here, William. Let me hug you.
Mum, you've got flour all over me.
I'm so proud of you. Where are you coping with all of this?
Well, I ain't got no choice, have I?
No, but it's worse than most people ever have to deal with.
I suppose.
It must be so hard for you, trying to put everything back together.
Yeah.
But you're doing all the right things.
Only because I've got you helping me.
Well...
No, I mean it, Mum. Without you, I'd have probably just given up.
Don't say that.
No, it's true, though. Thanks for everything. I couldn't have done it without you.
When they got to the top of Lakey Hill, poor Fallon collapsed.
Really?
Oh, luckily it was just a pulled muscle, but she hobbled all the way back to Woodbine with Harrison's support.
Yeah, Jenny.
Oh, you'd have thought that would be the end of the challenge, wouldn't you?
Jenny.
Yes, Brian?
I think Ruth could be onto something.
Well, what do you mean?
About what happened at Low Mead.
Well, how?
Well, Bert told her the Branfords approached Phil about dumping their waste at Brookfield.
And did they?
Yeah, but he showed them the door.
Like you should have done.
No, you're missing the point.
Which is?
She wondered if there was a connection with the chemicals dumped here. Suggested I might want to look into it.
So, she doesn't know they're the same people?
No, I told her I'd never heard of them.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
But what if she decides to investigate herself, works it out, then goes to the Environment Agency and tells them?
Do you really think she would?
Well, what do you think? This is Ruth we're talking about. A woman's like a dog with a bone the best of times.
Oh, Brian.
And if that happens, we're done for.
Look, she might not...
No, Jenny, it's time we took our heads out of the sand. We won't be able to afford to go on like this.
But the insurance...
We'll be completely null and void if the EA make a case against me. And if that happens, if Ruth works out what's been going on, we really could lose everything.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
Hello there. We hope you enjoyed that podcast, but as Lieutenant Columbo so presciently put it, there's just one more thing.
Why not consider listening to The Now Show as part of the Friday night comedy from the BBC?
No, I'm sure Columbo never said that.
Then he was missing out, wasn't he? It's the topical comedy show hosted by us, Puns and Dennis.
All you have to do is find us wherever you get your podcasts and make sure you subscribe.